Blog Talk Radio.
I was just about to say good evening to myself. Good evening, Reddy. Good evening. Anyway, yeah, it's sorted now. Our third partner in crime is no longer on the airwaves. She is out and will be out for the rest of the week because she has had a brief, albeit extreme illness. Short side to the fact, what we have for Francis tonight, God, I think Pacific Coast Park is having a party, but anyway, the 20% off select down bedding at Pacific Coast, as well as 30% off Laura Ashley. Go to our site, amcpressco.com, or you can go to It's My Euros, right? itsmyeuros.com/amcpressco.
Yes.
Yeah, I said that right, right? Okay, yeah. Jesus, I'm getting good at this. Click and support us and support the show. Now, for our first topic of the night, we have apparently... Tell me if this makes sense, Johnny. But somebody who's forbidden from parking a hearse in an apartment handicap spot.
What?
Yeah. Samantha Kidner forbidden from parking hearse in apartment's handicap spot.
Oh. And apparently she is a disabled mortuary student.
That makes it even things even more shocking.
Okay. Disabled mortuary students.
Right. Yet, the funniest thing about this, at least when I read it earlier today, is I couldn't believe it. In the fact that she has a twin sister, and they're ready to open up a mortuary. sounds very strange, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you're an 18-year-old mortuary science student. What? Is the fucking hearse intimidating to people? Yet, you suffer from a spinal disorder that causes her to stumble and fall and qualifies for a handicapped parking spot. Okay!
Like, okay, alrighty then.
But yet, I don't see what people are getting on about. You know, if you live, you live. You die, you die. There's no in-between. There's no half-dead, quarter-dead, maybe even semi-dead. There's limp. We can argue with that. But a hearse in a parking slot.
Apparently she's not even a resident. That's...
And you're not even a resident!
Yeah. Like...
What is your opinion on this, Johnny? What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Maybe they don't have a problem with the parking. Maybe they have a problem with the hearse. They're coming for me, like... I mean, if you're disabled... Like, you should have that spot.
Well, of course you should have that spot. Nobody's saying don't have that spot. Everybody's saying have the fucking spot. But yet, don't, you know, sooner or later they're going to think the following. They're going to think the following, which is going to be
Attention. There is a hearse. If you want to carry out your dead, please do. Attention. Repeat. Carrying out dead is not a legal thing. Attention. Now, the process of carrying out your dead is also getting a handicap spot, which you are disabled, and the fact that you already really shouldn't be, but are, casually dead is another circumstance. The host is waiting. The host is waiting. The host is waiting. That's all we are going to say. Goodbye.
You know, that sort of thing. Yet, most people in olden times, right, it would be, Bring out your dead! Oh, we have this one. He leeches blood. Bring out your dead! Oh, yes, we have this one. He's a paraplegic. Bring out your dead! We have this one who's spinal cord injury. Bring out your dead! I'm going to dead! I'm not dead yet. I know, but we bring you out anyway. Dead!
But I'm not dead yet.
But I'm not dead, shut up! Pretend you're dead anyway. I mean, in modern times, if you had a hearse... In modern times, in today's century, if you had a hearse, and you're about to have an avenue, you'd be raking it in because of all the fucking people who exist in that century who think they're dead all the time.
I still think it's pretty cool to have a hearse, I tell you that.
Well, I mean, if you're shooting something like 6 feet under, which is actual television show, which I love, but anyway, if you're shooting something like 6 feet under and you go,
mate, Peter goes, mate, listen, you can't stand yet. Why? Because, well, we're shooting a show. What kind of show are you shooting? A dead show. A what? A dead show. A what? A dead... Look, I don't have to explain it every fucking time. You know, Shakespeare could have been in the rack. Could be to be or not to. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You can sympathize it, but yet the fact about spinal cord injuries, okay, they're deformity in themselves, right? In the fact that most people look at it as some people look at it as all people, right? So if you have that sort of thing, right, spinal injuries, okay, spina bifida, spinal injuries, right, spinal injuries are caused by nerve roots, right? Right? If we look at the American Spinal Injury Association that first published the International Classification of Spinal Cord Injury in 1982, then we will see that it is composed of a lot of fucking ribs. Ribs make the back, right? And there are fucking 15 vertebrae. And, you know, if you're quadriplegic, then you're bipedal, or bipedal, right? Which is two. Okay. Yet, what I'm trying to point out is how can you drive a hearse if you can't sit up straight? You know?
Yep.
I mean, what is, even if it's incurable, then what else is there? Mm-hmm. You know?
Sorry.
Who's you? You know, then what is... What else is there? I mean, do you have little black hood? You know, somebody going over the hoodie and going...
Yes, I'm going to rip the bungee off your head. Now I'm going to shove you in the hearse.
You know. I mean, it's not as if you're going, Johnny, would you agree if you bury someone, right? You bury someone, and they go, we are now here to bury the so-and-so-and-so, right? And we're now going to dig the grave. You have 5 seconds to say goodbye. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, goodbye.
Bye.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
It's not even goodbye, because they've already left. But... You know, it's much like prison. You know, in the fact that two things. One, in prison you're dead. Two, you're dead. Three, you don't have a hearse backing into the cell. You know what I mean? Johnny?
I know what you mean.
You know, I mean, what do you think about the horsehair, though? So, I mean, if you were one of these people, what would you think?
Because, again, if you were promised the parking spot, like, you'd expect to keep that spot, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but with the local authority of, oh yes, I'm going to have everything that I've ever wanted. Why?
Yeah, why would you want to have everything that you've ever wanted? And how much decorative do you have, you know, how many decorative things, right, do you have in a house?
Yeah, so you got the casket.
Well, you have the casket. What else do you have?
Get the body. Or skeleton.
No, I mean in the normal hearse, in a handicap, in a disabled hearse. Do you know what you carry? Here's the answer.
Everybody else's baggage.
You know. Yeah, the funniest thing I find, you know, not spending too much time on it, is everything that has to do with everything else. You know, in so many recent things, you know, how do we justify death anymore? And what if, you know, the person
who said this wasn't my fault really wasn't. It wasn't their fault. Maybe the self, self euthanasia, you know. Or Kevorkian kind of thing. Yeah, is it that thing? I mean, you tell me. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Well, it is crazy in so many ways. It's crazy in a crap load of ways, not to mention everything else. Yeah. Additionally, we have a second story, right?
Yes, we do.
Right. What?
Yeah.
We have a second story, which is actually just breaking now. Which is out of the UK, which is a KFC apologizes to a customer who refused alcohol-based hand wipes at a halal restaurant.
Wait.
What? Yes. Exactly.
You know,
The right to do what they do, but yet, you see, I can't have alcohol because I'm Muslim.
What?
What? Exactly. What? You know, and Colonel fucking Sanders, okay, Colonel fucking Sanders. Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, in a statement that KFC said alcohol-based hand wipes were approved for use in all restaurants, including those that take part in its halal trial. Well, to start with, halal meat is religious meat. Yet, the funny thing is that, yeah, Graham Noakes, who spoke to one who told Vesta Mercury that he was astonished after being informed wife could not be given out. It was, you know, I just don't believe this. I mean, do you?
Like, this is just crazy.
I mean, alcoholic wipes. What do you think?
They're gonna kill you? They're just gonna make your hands.
Yeah,
like,
right. And this just in, the,
whoever person who has the host, please come forward. Whoever person who has the first, please come forward. If no one claims the host, please step down. Thank you.
Anyway, I don't know where that was from. But yeah, also, let's see, on the other docket, what else do we have? Dad draws the Beatles with pancake batter?
Yes,
right.
He's making his own Good Day Sunshine.
Yes, how? And what is going on exactly?
I've actually seen part of this video, like, he is pretty talented.
In what way is he talented? I mean,
he's making the Beatles have pancake batter. Like,
how do you do this? How in the world do you do this?
He did that. Yeah, I'm good now.
What are you good now about? What?
My brain just lapsed for a second there.
Yeah, you okay?
I'm okay now.
No, alright. So then, what exactly are you on about with these Beatles pancakes?
I think that they're pretty awesome, and I'd say they look too pretty to eat.
They look too pretty to eat.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, people.
What?
I mean,
why
I don't
not
know
wake,
how.
Wake up with Paul, John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah. Wake up with John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And oh my God, he's basically doing this from his iPhone. Which is kind of incredible.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yep.
I mean, it is incredible. Holy shit. I mean, you know, maybe you should do presidential pancakes next. And do on the way, it murders George W. Bush.
And that is just so. Even though the sphere is a few months old, it's still incredible to watch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a huge Beatles fan...
I can tell you one thing. I am a huge Beatles fan, that's for sure.
I'm a huge Beatles fan, too. I mean, mate, my ancestry comes from Blackpool, which is near Leeds. Which is near Liverpool. So, yeah. Of course I'm fucking huge Beatles fan. I'm all for the Beatles, you know. I'm just not for the insect kind. They don't play music. They crawl around as they're, you know, trying to bug you, if you know what I mean. But yeah.
And he has made pancake beetles as in the insects as well.
Yeah, I know. But yet, also, we have another incident.
Good.
Regarding lollipops, right?
Wait, let me sneak one more in there. It's perfect after a hard day's night.
Yes, and I've been sleeping like a log. I mean, dog. Yeah. I mean, that would be something, you know. Yeah, I'm always in the kitchen. Could you imagine the recovered the restituted Beatles files from the cooking days?
Yeah.
What obscure titles they can come up with? I love my pancake batter.
Oh.
You know, some obscure songs. That would be great.
Because I am the Eggman, I am the Eggman, I am the Walrus. Boop, boop, you.
Yes. I am the Eggman, I am the Eggman, I am the Walrus. I am also... I am the flower.
Make that I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman, I am the Walrus.
Right. I am the Eggman, they are the Eggman, I am the pancake. Boop, 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 doo. No, it doesn't work out quite well. Can. Anyway. No. But also... So, we have another announcement.
Please, will the person with the host please come forward and collect your hair? We are no longer accepting parking violations, so please come and collect your hair.
Anyway, yes, the, I mean, the different Beatles songs, Blackbird, you could go from Birchbird, you know, Bird Fun singing the dead of night. You know, a Frenchman going to war. Bird singing in the dead of night. No. That sort of thing. Or Frenchman singing in the dead of night. Sort of thing. Anyway, the funny thing is that, I think anything. Regarding anything. With the Beatles can be turned into something really funny. Yet, also, tonight, we have another thing, which is students, a student passing out pot-laced lollipops to classmates. Is that right?
Is that right, Jerry? That is correct.
What is this student doing?
Like...
Oh, and no wonder it takes place in Enfield, Connecticut. Of course. Of course. Did you hear the warm pumps crying? Oh my god, they're passing! Slicker! Lollipops! Kumbaya, my lord. You know, come on. Kumbaya. I'm seeing parts, lord. Sorry, what? Kind of thing.
Everything looks all psychedelic and groovy.
Yeah, groovy in so many different ways, right?
What a trip.
That's a trip, right?
Yeah. all of a sudden, I just got this craving for tacos. Cheap tacos.
At 10:30 at night.
Why not?
Well...
Yeah, that went well.
Yeah. But yet, that other thing for the person with the hearse, please, please come forward. Thank you. Yeah, the funny thing is about, God damn it, there's another announcement breaking news.
When the possible, please, with the hearse, come forward. We really need you. Thank you.
Yeah, the funny thing about the... I think the pot...
Well, the person with the pocket hearse, please come forward. Thank you.
But yet, the person... I think... What's wrong with this picture? Pot place of lollipops. The classmate.
I know, following up the last story, like, maybe one of the other kids to take a magical mystery tour.
A magical mystery tour? Yeah, okay. In what fucking land would that be? Yes, I want to have a magical mystery tour. And I want to have the grandest acid experience, including the King Casey thing. You know what? Fuck the Kim Casey thing.
Yes.
But yet... What? What's wrong? But yet, wouldn't it be funny? These students met with a hearse girl and they decided to bury everyone.
That would be crazy.
Well, we can at least identify the host. Please identify the host. Thank you. We can at least identify the host and have all these announcements for this host girl in our broadcast stop. As a matter of fact, there's another announcement coming in.
Will the person with the lollipops, later lollipops, meet the host, the person with the host, now your death has been arrived and announced. Thank you.
Yeah, the funny thing is, yeah. Is that, what?
Like, whatever, man.
It's not even whatever, man. It's fucking, you know... Everything on the planet. Everything on the planet. You know, has to do with something, right?
Right.
Has to do with something. Including pot-laced lollipops. I mean, what would you think if you were the person with the pot laced lollipops?
Like, wait, this.
What?
Like, this. Like, wait, this ain't raspberry.
It's not even raspberry, it's raspberry. Well, what's the difference between raspberry and raspberry? Well, raspberry is a lot more contingent on how many times you suck it.
Like Rastaberry.
Rastaberry. Yeah, man. We love the Rastaberry. It's fantastic.
sort of thing. But, you know, if we had lollipops for every fucking religion, like, the Catholicism lollipop named after St. Peter. You know, every person in the known man, in the known mind, would possibly be, you know, pretty chill with it. You know, people in the right frame of mind could, in fact, go down as the best ones on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, what else could you say about it?
I got nothing else to say.
Oh, no, I'm sure you have loads to say, mate. There's got to be. There's got to be more that you could say about, you know, this. Ain't there?
I'm still here.
I mean, if I was a kid with the lollipops, I'd be in the back of the hearse making a deal right now. As a matter of fact, I think they are.
No. Yeah? Are you the guy from Connecticut? Yeah? Yeah! Oh shit, Johnny, I think they've just buried the fucking person in the house. Oh no. Oh no. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a death on the show. The lollipop kid is just killed.
No. The person who had the coffin has just killed the lollipop kid from Connecticut. And they've made a movie out of it called There Must Be Lollipops.
Yep. No surprise it came all the way from California, where it's legal.
Well, it's legal. Yet, the funny thing is that, you know, these painted lollipops she received in the mail from California. Okay? Okay. Maybe something went wrong with the maybe something went wrong with the with the packaging. Do you think?
Yeah, like it.
I mean, they could possibly be, right?
You don't really know. It's the untrained eye that is.
Well, no, we do know that her funeral is in about 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Because apparently the hearse kid killed the lollipop.
That's the point I want to make. Yet, the last in our series tonight, the last article that we have, is apparently a man is accused of creating
100,000 That's a big number. $160,000 diamond.
$160,000 diamond. Oh, jeez. I mean, I think desperate times call for desperate measures, don't they?
Yeah. Trout. I know it's not diamond, but it's like, so I'll trade your new Mercedes-Benz for $20 worth of weed.
Yeah. It's like going into a car dealership and saying
the following thing. Hello, can I get your horse, please? Yes, with the person with the horse that killed the lollipop girl, I'm the weed dealer. Please come forward. Thank you.
Anyway, the funny thing is, I mean, of course this guy had to be black. You know, yeah. It is kind of funny that he's a former UPS employee in Arizona. And he's 20.
I guess that his idea was kind of half-baked.
Half-baked in the worst way possible, right?
And we're not talking about the delicious ice cream from Ben and Jerry's either.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. But yet, it is crazy that the it is crazy how you have a 20-year-old who steals a diamond, who then goes, oh yeah, I think we'll steal the diamond. I mean, there are some people who aren't smart. You know?
Just to recap, with a person with a host, please, 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 please come forward. Thank you. I mean, just to recap, the person with the host hasn't come forward in this broadcast. We think that she's a ghost. People are also vending iPhones worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, purposely bending an iPhone doesn't mean Ben Gates is real. It means you're an asshole.
It means you're a dick, and don't be a dick.
Or them being asked.
Don't be an ass. Yes, exactly.
don't be an ass in terms of anything.
And it was probably been
but yet, yet, in this time of reverence, in time of reverence, you know, do you go after
the person with the hearse, or the person with the lollipops, or the jewelry thief that was priorly a UPS person? Can we take a vote here? Can we?
Yes.
What did we vote on? I mean, what's your verdict?
Big people are just crazy and all that.
People be crazy, but people also be stealing chips.
I don't see the logic for $160,000 diamond for something that's like $20 worth of weed, like
for weed, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Do you imagine the person doing it on that one? And then the guy with the fucking weed. Yes, with his court come to fruition, please. Thank you. Yes, there's going to be an opening shot case, and I really mean opening shot case. Were you convicted? Did you do the weed? No, I didn't do the weed! Did you do anything in the sort? Did you buy, steal, pass, go, shoot your pants or not? No, I didn't do it. Oh, wait a second. I did shoot my pants this morning. So, we can at least say you crapped your pants. They love those people in prison. But I'm not ready yet. I'm only 20. I know. But why are you in this courtroom? I don't fucking know. Well, mate, your days as a former UPS... I know what my days are with a former UPS worker! Anyway, I like the fucking diamond because it's shiny. It's shiny. Oh, my God, it's shiny. Yes, it's shiny. It's fucking shiny. And I love the diamond, but I love the fucking... Take him away. No, I don't want to be taken away. Look. If it were you, wouldn't you go on selling the bag of weed, please? Please tell me if you want selling the bag of weed, please. I mean, the thing about the weed and the fucking diamond and the... Don't accuse the girl of lollipops. Who has lollipops?
The girl in Connecticut.
Who is the girl in Connecticut?
I don't know. Okay, fine, I'll go to Connecticut. Anyway, look. The only way that I'll be able to cure you out with a fucking promise is that I would really like to basically have you totally and utterly barred from everything that you'd ever
go to.
Anyway, yeah, the weed,
take him away.
No, I knew it was going to get away. Why? Well, because I deserve to be in the hearse.
Of course you do.
Anyway, like, the only thing different between somebody who has weed and somebody who has weed is the weed.
Well, that's exactly why we're trying you.
Look, I was tried before and now I'm tried again. What the fuck is different?
Can you tell me, Johnny?
I don't think there's any... I don't know what the difference is. Well, my voice is cracking.
Excuse me, Johnny?
don't know what the difference is.
You have no idea what the difference is. At all.
Yeah.
Well, I know what the fucking difference is. What's the difference? You don't have weight. Yes, we know we don't have weight. I know you don't have weight. Anyway.
Scare me out of an expensive diamond.
What?
What a rip.
I know. And it is about that time, isn't it?
Yeah. See, but we still have about 10 minutes, but hey.
Yeah, we do.
We're rolling.
We're rolling tonight. Exactly. But yet, we have the Simpsons, which we've got to copy. Which character died? And fans weren't happy. Well, who died? Who died?
Apparently the rabbi died. They probably think it was like, oh, it's like some major character. Like, not really.
In the end,
apparently Krusty's rabbi
died.
They overhyped, like, really? Because then I missed part of the episode because
I actually didn't see the episode. I'm glad it wasn't Krusty, though.
Yeah, most of the time the signal on my channel was messing up.
I mean, I see.
Quite a few people didn't actually see it. I mean, they agree with a black signal screen.
But yet, like, they're sort of disappointed over the hype of Krusty's dad.
Really?
You know, and they're saying it's like when the twin died in Harry Potter. Kill a real character. Well, duh.
It's like, so you killed somebody who was on for like 10 episodes.
Exactly. Don't kill some. Yeah, you're going to kill somebody. Who. Is. You're going to kill somebody who is, not that important in Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yet, he's Krusty's father. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. We had some bad freezes down here in Philadelphia.
What?
See, we had some bad freezes for the episode down here in Philly.
Oh, I bet. You know, we had some bad reaches across the sea. In London here. I mean, it was incredible. But anyway, like, I think it is totally and utterly you know, it's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible to be,
to not be the person who didn't pick up the hearse. Please pick up the hearse. Thank you.
The person who didn't pick up the hearse. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
for the hairs, right?
What?
Probably for the death, probably most people think, like, Krusty's rabbi, father, died, like, who cares?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, if you're going to be something, be something.
Yeah.
Don't be...
Somebody's going to get upset somewhere on something. Never fails.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, don't be the son of a bitch you just
People can get upset over something silly.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're blaming a person who isn't really used in it anymore.
Gee whiz.
Exactly. You know, come on. Really. And with 2 minutes left to go, we have to say goodnight. But, where can they find us, Roy?
Oh, they can find us at itsmyurals.com/AMC Press.
And with that, I think we should end the show early a bit, because we have a lot to go this week. Anyway.
Pretty good episode, I must say.
Pretty good episode, but we're still on the edge on it. Good night, everyone.
Now I gotta do this.
Yep, good night.